If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy Push Up Bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, let's go around the room. Let's see what's on the minds of everyone who brings the show to you. Then we've got sound with Garrett. We'll start with you, Straight Nate. What's on your mind today?
You know, I'm so deep into searching for antennas here. Can you come back to me?
Okay, yeah, okay. You know what? That is a pass that we will observe. All right, what about you, Froggy? What's on your mind?
You know, speaking of Amazon, so I had noticed recently that my posture is not the best. Like, I slouch when I sit, and I slouch when I sometimes I'm like sitting on the couch or in a chair. So I bought a posture back corrector on Amazon. It was only
$28.
It's amazing. Now when I slouch already, I've only worn it 3 or 4 days. You're supposed to wear it for like 30 to 45 minutes at a time. It's a brace. But now when I start to slouch, it feels uncomfortable and I catch myself sitting back up again.
Oh,
and it makes all the difference in the world. So, and it was like I said, it was $28 and it's working. And my back.
Will you send me
hurt.
That link?
Yeah, me
send
too.
Me that link.
Send me the
same.
Link.
I'll send it to you right now.
Thanks.
Yeah, I catch myself slouching all the time.
I see it in all pictures all over the place. And somebody finally said something to me in Nashville. They're like, hey, why are you slumped over? I'm like, I'm not. They're like, you are. And I noticed it. So now I'm fixing it.
Well, that's either a rude move or a good friend, one or the other.
It was Rod Phillips, so you tell me what you think it was.
It was a little bit of both.
Oh, remember that crab shop, the crab restaurant we had dinner with Rod Phillips and when we first met him?
Yes.
Wendy Williams goes to that same crab restaurant with her son.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. We were not a fan of Rod's then. We love him now.
No, not at all. Hey, what's up, Gandhi? What's on your mind today?
Okay, so I told you guys I've been going to the gym a lot more lately, and I'm enjoying it. It's a good time. However, I just want to remind people to wipe down the equipment that you use.
It doesn't
matter what it is. If you get off a treadmill, wipe it down, because I promise you, your palms are sweaty and you're touching things.
Yeah.
I just watch people hop off equipment all the time and go about their business. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
So wipe it down before you are done using it, or when you're done using it. And when you start to use it, wipe it down again because people aren't clean and it's gross.
It's true. Yeah, I know. I always have a towel with me at the gym. And so later in the hour, when I'm a little more sweaty, when I stand up off the seat, if you see like a butt sweat trail, you're like, clean it up.
That can be kind of mortifying too. Because you're like, oh, I'm that shape? What?
I would never, ever leave that for the following whatever.
Yeah, why patron. Does that look so wide?
Yeah. Scary, what's up?
So when I was down in the Dominican Republic, you couldn't get liquor outside of like the complex we were in. Nowhere. The bars were closed. There was no liquor sales anywhere. I'm like, what's going on? their election was happening. And in the Dominican Republic, for like 3 days leading up to the elections, they're not allowed to serve or sell liquor.
Oh, wow. Oh. They want everyone to have a clear mind.
Isn't that election great? Day. Shouldn't we do that in our country?
Well, there are some townships across America that do not allow liquor sales on election days. I don't know if they still do it. It used to be that way. But 3 days before, that's like, everyone, let's clear it out.
Clear it out. Huh. Get sober. Gotta vote.
Can you imagine? If you did that here in America, United States, no one would ever be elected, ever.
No. We need to be drunk with what's happening anyway.
Exactly. Without doubt. Hey, producer Sam, what's up?
I really love learning about foods from different areas. When I was in Nevada, my cousin gave me a baked potato. It was just a baked potato. There was nothing on it, in it, around it. I'm like, what the hell is this? She goes, instead of a bun. Never in my life have I heard of a baked potato instead of a bun for something. She had like all the fixins on the table in the dining room, and instead of making like a burger with or like a sloppy joe, they just use potato all the time. And it was so delicious. I've never heard of that. She goes, yeah, we do it here all the time. I'm adding it to my regular dinner rotation. Same thing, just use a potato.
Yeah, and you call it like a hamburger potato pocket.
Uh-huh. The new potato pocket.
I'm in. Oh, that sounds good.
That's what's for dinner tonight, Elvis.
You know, a lot of people poo-poo potatoes. Potatoes are full of all sorts of minerals and vitamins and, you know.
My around the room is about a potato as well.
That's weird.
Let's go to you. My God, a natural transition.
So weird.
Danielle, what's up?
Yesterday, I was watching somebody on I don't know, TikTok someplace, and she said that potatoes take the toxins out of your system. So she said, watch what I do. She cut a potato, and she put two pieces of the potato in her sock overnight. On her feet. When she woke up in the morning, the two pieces of the potato were black, and she said it was from sucking out the toxins from your body overnight. Then she went and she showed us an example of, here's the potato I cut. I left it out on the counter so that you could see what that piece of the potato looked like. And it was a little black, but not as dark and black as the potato she had in her socks overnight that she says sucked out the toxin.
I love this.
I am going to try this because I want the toxin sucked out of my body as well.
A toxin-sucking potato.
I'm telling you, this is what they said.
You eat it or you feed it. I think it's, isn't that like the old wives' tale though? Doesn't it just get dirty because of your feet?
I don't think, no, because she showed us her feet before she put the socks on and her feet looked pretty good. Oh. They didn't look like dirty feet.
Why are you smirking, straight Nate?
I'm sorry, I just can't find it.
I just Googled it.
I'm going to look it up.
Experts say that there is no evidence that potatoes are an effective method of drawing
out toxins.
Okay,
now hold on.
I am trying
it. Hold on 1 second. In Asian medicine, they have pads you can put on your feet at night that do turn black overnight, and they say that they will suck all sorts of things out of your feet. So maybe they're made out of potato starch. I don't know.
I'm getting me a potato, and I'm going to try it. It doesn't hurt to try it.
And you know what? You could try it, pull out the toxins, then boil it, make mashed potatoes out of it.
I thought I heard the same thing about onions, too.
No.
I've heard that.
And then you have stinky feet.
Someone just texted in onions as well. You know what? You stop laughing. You don't, until you know for a fact, don't be laughing at Danielle.
That's right. You don't
I've read
poo-poo.
If you cram onions up your butt, it works. If that's the same thing.
You should do that when you go to bed. You should shut up.
Yeah, well, I use shallots.
They are saying put garlic in your socks. That does work. No, they're saying that. Yeah.
That keeps away the vampires.
Harry's been putting it in his mouth for 20 years. Look what it's done for him.
All right, so we'll go to smirking. Smirking Nate, what's up?
Should I talk about potatoes too?
Yes, can.
Nate, let's go. What's
up? Okay, so do something and rediscover something, right? So lately, I've been trying to read a lot more. When I was younger, I used to read books all the time. I'm trying to get back into that. Last night, I was so proud of myself. Instead of turning on the TV, I just opened a book. So do yourself a favor. Try and rediscover something that you used to enjoy. I guarantee it's just as much fun now as it was when you first did it.
I agree. I'm reading my book as well.
Tale.
Yeah. You should
that's
read like a book
onions
with
and potatoes.
You should read a book with potatoes
in
your socks.
Yeah, use a potato.
I'm actually going back to watching TV shows again.
Hey. So
seriously, The Voice last night. Love it. And there you go. There you go. We went around the room, and there you have it. Let's get into...